Okay, maybe next time.
Fact is, more dating, more romances, more marriages begin online at places like Cupid.com than ever before. Fact, at Cupid.com, we make it easier for you to meet people. We have a huge database with all kinds of people in your area looking to meet people like you. It's kind of like being in a stadium full of people that want to meet you, that you could chat with one-on-one. Fact, you can join for free. You can even download an app to your mobile phone, log on through Facebook, chat endlessly using as many different high-tech ways as you want. And if you'd like to arrange a first date, you can meet in a bar.
Buy a drink.
Or not. Are you looking for love? It all starts with dating. And fact is, more and more people are finding out every day that dating is even easier online with Cupid.com.
Tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, connecting you with the industry's finest local automotive products, services, and advice. This week's guest, Steve Winrode, Hose and Fittings, etc., Rick Anderson, Nevada Mobile Automotive Service, and hosting the Call In and Ask the Expert Mechanics Corner, Reno Rensport. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. JP is here with me and also Steve Aussie. And now joining me is Carol Bennett. Carol, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You have a brand new book out called Reclaim Your Life.
I do.
Whoa, that's heavy stuff, Carol.
Well, it's Reclaim Your Life, You and the Alcoholic Addict.
Uh-oh.
And the journey starts, if I'm going to may jump in here, a previous lifetime ago where my husband was an alcoholic, his son a heroin addict, and we had adopted a little girl who turned into a lot of ups and downs, hiccups, emotional, psychological, cutting hair, pulling, eating disorders.
Whoa.
Anger, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And
common stuff, huh?
Well, then and now, you know, really kind of, you know, who am I, what am I doing, and I'll just experiment around with as much stuff as I can. And, you know, we were fairly inequipped to handle that, so she went off to a couple of special schools, and
did you say you adopted her, Carol?
Yes, we had adopted two little people.
And how old were they when you
brought
them?
Right out of the chute.
Whoa, just babies,
right,
just
out
babies.
Of the chute. And you know, one of the chapters in my book, Lady J, is you know, roads to addiction. And some people are say, yes, that an addiction gene can be passed on. Others are, no, that's a bunch of bunk. But, you know, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, chip off the old block.
I know, but
these things.
You can't believe that
if
now.
If you can be a famous singer, why, or God forbid, have cancer run in your family, why can't you have alcoholism run in your family?
Well, you can't believe that now since you adopted and you raised them right along with your family. I mean, they didn't fall from your tree, did they?
No, but her birth mother, I think, had addiction issues.
I see.
And
so do you believe that? Do you believe it's genetically passed on?
Oh, absolutely. I think that you're not going to have a drink and all of a sudden be an alcoholic. But I do think you have a propensity and you have to watch it, just like you would if you went to the doctor and you said, what's your medical history? And breast cancer was in your family. Maybe you would have a second mammogram every year. So there are certain things that you kind of need to be on the lookout for.
Well, how about a family, though, that you have an alcoholic father, one child becomes an alcoholic or drug addict, and the other one doesn't? What are those?
You know, it goes with anything else that's passed on. You know, eye color, hair. You know, again, I'm a staff blogger with Huffington Post and Psychology Today, as well as, you know, and hips contribute a lot to my book and many of the chapters in there and vice versa. And, you know, that road to addiction can be almost anything. I mean, whether it's boredom, wanting to fit in, traumatic stresses in one's life, the family is involved in recovery or is an addiction. habits or drinking, the neighborhood itself. And just because maybe one child is or one child isn't, or one parent is or one parent isn't, still means for probably a healthy, successful family, except who knows why one chose a path of self-destructive nature versus another.
Yeah, and they haven't figured that out, have they?
No, that's tough, because the family, for every one alcoholic addict, there's four or five family members that are totally enmeshed in their loved one's substance abuse addiction.
And do you find that families feel guilty? They think they're responsible somehow?
Mm-hmm. And this is the silent majority. And what I try to do is, because I've been both, I've been the mother and the wife of a loved one's addiction issues, and then I went to school to get a master's in clinical psychology and was able to put together a practice to help the family members and then write the book, I feel that I can walk shoulder to shoulder with other family members who feel guilty, felt guilty. What do I do? How can I stop it? If I'm not in there doing everything I can, they won't love me. They will punish me. I'll be sorry. They might kill themselves. And this is a difficult thing, and why the book, I feel, is very reader-friendly and a guide, so that I can say to my readers, I've been there, I've done that. Let's try this. Let's get ourselves off of the playing field with the instruction manual and get us into the stands as the cheering section.
Well,
stay,
I'll tell you,
neutral, not engaging. How do we stop enabling? What's
right.
A better boundary? Communication.
Well, now, wait a minute. Carol, I want to ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
There's too much of the denial thing. Mothers in denial, families in denial, you know, co-whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do families have to feel so guilty that they've done something wrong and that they shouldn't try to help their children or their family member because they're in denial? I get so sick of this denial word. Not in denial, you're trying to help.
I agree with you, and you're right on. I wrote a blog called Are You in Denial About Your Denial? And it is truly one of the most difficult areas I have, because they feel embarrassed, ashamed. Oh my God, what kind of family? What happened? Well, he's not around much. Well, you know that she isn't really a good mom. I mean, and it becomes, you're way too young probably to have ever heard of Peyton Place, but, you know, in my generation, and even before that, it becomes a behind closed doors whispering type of a situation. And sadly, if a family, if a mother would say, hey, maybe I contributed because he was a latchkey kid, I divorced his
dad. Oh, God. Here we go, Carol. The enabling thing.
You bet.
Enabling. You're an enabler. Well,
We sadly buy in because, you know, oh, my God. And when the child says to us, or the parent, or the husband, or the wife, well, I did this for you, or you did this, or this happened, hopefully, and maybe through my book and some counseling, it can be, I'm sorry you feel that way. I can understand that must be difficult, and I'm surely happy to go see somebody about that. But this has nothing to do with you driving the car when I still don't trust that you're going to be home at a certain time, and that's not what our recovery contract says.
Boy, you hit that on the nail. I want to bring someone into the conversation here from JTNN, which is Joined Together Northern Nevada. We've got a couple people in here. Pat, tell me who... I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Jennifer Snyder from Join Together North.
Yes,
Nevada.
Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in. And Pat Cashel is here. And Pat has come a long way, Carol, from addiction, family denial, family destruction, the whole thing. And he's here with me now. He's completely sober. They're having a big event coming on, and they're worried about kids on heroin and all these different things going on. Pat, what do you say about that enabling thing we were just talking about?
It was all my dad's fault.
Can a family member really be an enabler? I mean, how do they figure that? Because they give you another $20 because you don't have any money? Does that make you an enabler because you want to help your kid?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. I don't know. It's hard. If I had to pick an enabler in the family, it was definitely my father.
Because he wanted to help you so much?
Yeah, he loved me so much.
So he wasn't enabling when he finally said, hey, you're on your own. Don't even come around me anymore. That's the thing to do, Carol?
Yes, more so than not. You bring up a good point about if I want to give my kid $20 to help them. You're not helping. You really aren't. What's helping is saying, I love you very much. I'm here to talk to you if you want. We're here to plan something together. But this doesn't work for me. It is watching my dear one go toward a brick wall at 90 miles an hour. I cannot handle that.
So it's get out of my house, and if you're going to live like this, I don't want anything to do with you anymore.
Yes,
let me know when you're clean
open
and sober.
If you can find your way to start your own clean and sober path.
Yeah. My addiction probably would have ended a lot sooner if he would have.
That is so hard to do as a parent. I mean,
he couldn't do it.
It's too
hard.
But
you're right on. I mean, did you hear what you just said? Mm-hmm. My addiction would have stopped sooner. And yet, even for myself, it's so tough to switch that lever. If I don't know if you saw Basketball Diaries, and if you didn't, please get it. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a true story. It's a gazillion years ago, and there's a scene when his mother, he's trying to break through the door to, you know, to, for his mom to give him some money, and she's got the phone in one hand and $20 in another, and she's crying her head off. And ultimately, she calls the cops and doesn't give him the money. And
he changes his life around.
Over.
Yeah. Reclaim your life, Carol Bennett. Thank you so much, Carol. We really appreciate you. And how can they get your book? Is it on Amazon?
Let me give you my website.
Okay.
It's Family Recovery Solutions.